Some time ago, my friend Mike called me and said,
Steve, I have a message for you. You have to make a podcast. It's very important. Do it now.
And I said, okay, I will. Can you provide me with extra time to do that during my busy schedule? He said he couldn't do that. But then I managed to free up some time. So here's my podcast, Audio Chimera. This is episode number 21, Shared Culture Like Yogurt. There's an old joke. What's the difference between the small town you live in and yogurt? The answer is, yogurt has active culture. I was at the Rites of Spring Festival, or Rozfest, a couple of years ago in Gettysburg, PA. Between bands, many of the attendees grabbed food at the Lincoln Diner nearby, and as I was standing in line to pay my check, I heard someone in the end booth waxing loudly about his opinions regarding prog, or progressive rock. He opined that The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway by Genesis is the greatest prog album of all time. But you know what? Yes, his Tales from Topographic Oceans leaves me cold. I thought, well, let me toss you into that topographic ocean, have you sink to the bottom, and see how cold you can get. And is he enjoying himself here at a prog festival featuring bands that are way post-Genesis? Who's to say? Okay, we all have different responses to books, culture, music, and films, and that's okay. We can disagree and still get along. You like Miles Davis? That's fine. Another person doesn't care for him? That's fine, too. I really enjoy Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. But if you go all Count Orsini Rosenberg from Amadeus on me and say,
too many notes, man, not my thing,
that's all right. But if you tell me you don't know who Emerson, Lake, and Palmer are, and more importantly, you don't care, then we have a problem. Not because I like the band, but because you are condemning the taste of Brussels sprouts even though you have refused to try them.
Yuck!
When I was trying to come up with a title for my collection of short stories, available on smashwords.com, I looked to the Bernard Pivot questions James Lipton uses on the Actors Studio for inspiration. I decided my answer to turnoffs, butt cracks and willful ignorance, would work fine as a title. I detest willful ignorance. And please, everyone, pull your pants up. We all have different experiences, but too often we get the idea that people should have seen the exact same movies as we have. When someone says,
I haven't seen that movie,
we should, instead of expressing moral outrage and disgust, give them a YouTube link or a lend of the DVD. Help them. Allow them to share that experience with you. And if they refuse, walk away. When I was part of a team taught humanities class in West Virginia, we forced our students to go to the Charleston Symphony Orchestra. You can hear in Season 1, Episode 3, my rationale for making students attend such cultural events. And I always use the Brussels sprouts argument on them. When you leave the symphony, you may think it was the most god-awful, torturous thing you ever had to sit through. But that's fine, because you arrived at that opinion because you sat through it. You experienced it. Now you know. And at the very least, I hope you watch the conductor wave his arms around with all the violin bows going crazy in unison, or even caught an occasional spit valve clearing. And speaking of torture, I remember an arts trip in which one student, Jeremy, who had never been to a symphony before, kept thinking it was time to leave. But the musicians thought it was time for another curtain call. By the fifth reappearance of the conductor, soloist, and whomever, I thought my student might explode. By the ninth curtain call, he nearly did. I started talking to him like we were in the medical tent at Woodstock and he'd just taken the brown acid and climbed on the towers. It's okay, man, it's okay. This is what musicians do, man. I know, if we stopped clapping, they'd stop coming out, but man, you know what they paid for these tickets, man. They gotta get their money's worth somehow, right? Right? Far out. Are you cool, man? Are you cool? The same might be true for a standing ovation at the theater. Sometimes people stand and applaud at the end of a performance I think wasn't that great. Are they showing their appreciation, thanking the actors for their hard work? Maybe. Or more likely, are they standing up so they can exit faster? Or they want to show how much they enjoyed and appreciated it? It's hard to say. It takes an incredible show to get me on my feet. If I am clapping and wiping tears away with my program at the same time, you've got me. But if it's not a truly excellent show, I am probably not going to stand, even if my students are all watching me, and probably especially not even then. One of the reasons I hate standing ovations is that it often shows that people can't distinguish between something that is well done and something that is excellent. They can sit through a well-done performance and understand that it was well done, and they applaud. But if something about that performance takes it higher, that it's, for lack of a better term, a transcendent performance, they likely still think it was, well, just well done. They don't grasp that the whole of that performance, or that painting, or that piece of music, or whatever the work of art, achieved greatness and excellence. By the way, one of the things I tell my students is that they should never try to be perfect. You can never achieve perfection. But you can always strive for, and you can sometimes achieve, excellence. And when someone counters with,
"But I need to make it perfect,"
or,
"But it has to be perfect,"
they weren't listening. I walk away. By the way, back to progressive rock for just one last yes story. When I worked in college radio, our go-to long song was Roundabout, which allowed us ample time to use the restroom. For DJs at the AM commercial station I worked for in town,
WZIX Radio,
it was Stairway to Heaven. The college station was on the third floor and the restroom was on the first, and you had to take the elevator. And in my experience, every elevator I use, anywhere I go, is the slowest elevator in the world. We could have taken the stairs, but often the doors to one of the floors would be locked, so the elevator was the only reliable way up or down. So one night, one of the DJs puts on Roundabout, saunters to the elevator, rides it down, and hits the restroom. Plenty of time. He rides the elevator back up, saunters around the corner, and hears from the monitor, no telling how long that had been going on. Ah, those days of vinyl. And by the way, it's not the greatest album of all time, but I really like Tales from Topographic Oceans. So there. That's for you, Diner Dude. Anything you want to hear more about from this podcast? I can elaborate. Just send your request to Stephen Schramm at museoffire.com. That's StephenSchramm at museoffire, MUSOFYR.com. Or leave a message at 724-835-4074, and I'll see what I can do. I receive no cash for products I mentioned, but please feel free to throw money at me to advertise here. For more information on my works, check out my website, museoffire.com. For written works, search for me on Smashwords as Stephen Schramm or Museoffire, or find me on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. This is Stephen Schramm. Thanks for listening to Audio Chimera.